Ohio House Speaker Larry Householder has been arrested in connection to a $60 million public corruption racketeering conspiracy case. And he's not alone. Four other political operatives were also arrested. U.S. Attorney David DeVillers says Householder and the operatives who worked with him, including former state Republican Party Chair Matt Borges, were part of a major scheme of corruption and refers to it this way.
Likely the largest bribery, money laundering scheme ever perpetrated against the people of the state of Ohio.
In addition to Householder and Borges, Columbus lobbyist Juan Cespedes and Neil Clark were arrested. Clark is known for his advocacy for the now-closed online charter school ECOT. Jeff Longstreth, Householder's campaign and political strategist, was also arrested. DeVillers says this team of people used money from a yet-to-be-named company to do three things.
One, to line the pockets of the defendants. Two, to build a power base for Larry Householder. And three, to further the conspiracy, that is, to further the affairs of this enterprise.
DeVillers says Householder used $500,000 for his personal benefit, including money to pay off a lawsuit and legal fees, and for a house in Florida. DeVillers, who was appointed by Donald Trump, says Team Householder used millions of dollars to elect a slate of candidates and attack their rivals. The FBI special agent in charge of the investigation, Chris Hoffman, says the charges against Householder break new ground.
This is the first time racketeering charge has been used on a public official in the Southern District of Ohio.
DeVillers says the money was funneled through Generation Now, a corporate entity registered as a 501c4 social welfare organization. It's also named in the suit.
Make no mistake, these allegations are bribery, pure and simple. This was a quid pro quo. This was pay to play.
DeVillers says this investigation is continuing, and he won't rule out future arrests in connection with this case. The FBI is encouraging anyone with any information they think could be helpful to contact them. But DeVillers says there's no evidence Governor Mike DeWine is involved with this case. DeWine said it's a sad day for Ohio, and he's deeply concerned about the allegations, and he called on Householder to resign. And some Ohio lawmakers are now calling for a repeal of that nuclear energy bailout.
I'm Andy Chow. House Bill 6 is the sweeping energy bill that not only created a 10-year, $1.5 billion subsidy for Ohio's two nuclear power plants by increasing everyone's electric bills, it also created subsidies for struggling coal plants, rolled back pro-renewable energy policies, and eliminated energy efficiency standards.
We are not commenting as to the wisdom of House Bill 6.
That's U.S. District Attorney David DeVillers, who says HB 6 is at the center of the federal public corruption case against Householder and the four other defendants.
It was clear from the affidavit that House Bill 6 was passed with millions of dollars, tens of millions of dollars, that were hidden from the people of the state of Ohio.
But the bill was a hotly contested piece of legislation in 2019. Two of the defendants, Matt Borges and Juan Cespedes, were both registered lobbyists for First Energy Solutions, the energy generation company that owns Ohio's two nuclear power plants. It was renamed Energy Harbor when it came out of bankruptcy earlier this year. Cespedes pushed for the bill, while Borges' consulting company helped fight back against a petition to repeal the law after it was passed. Neil Clark, another defendant in the case, is a longtime Columbus lobbyist who's gained a high profile fighting for payday lenders and for ECOT. But Clark did not have a strong public presence at the State House on HB 6. Environmental groups, free market conservative advocates, and natural gas companies advocated against the bill. They're also calling for the repeal of HB 6. For Joe Ingles, I'm Andy Chow at the Ohio Public Radio State House News Bureau.